News and information about living with sight loss. From InfoSound.
Hello and welcome to edition 34 of Info Shorts from InfoSound, a brief weekly bulletin of news, advice and practical information to help living with sight loss, produced on the 19th of August 2023.
And in this edition, a remote control with extra large buttons, the RNIB info line, identifying medicines, talking cash machines and news about Calibre Audio Library, and all in under 10 minutes.
Cobalt Systems sells a remote control with extra large buttons. They say that it's compatible with a wide variety of major TV, DVD and satellite cable devices. In fact, Cobalt says this single unit can be used to replace five separate remote controls. Setting it up requires using a set of codes which are supplied, and although they say this isn't difficult, some people might need sighted help, or Cobalt can give advice over the phone. This remote control measures 17.5 by 8.5 by 2 centimetres, and it's powered by three AAA 1.5 volt batteries, which are included. Further details are available direct from Cobalt by phoning them on 01 493 700 172. That's 01 493 700 172, or by emailing sales@cobalt.co.uk.
InfoSound.
RNIB runs a phone-only information service called RNIB InfoLine, which, as they put it, provides information that talks. It's a recorded information service created for people wanting to know more about sight loss, which may be of particular use whenever RNIB's helpline is closed, as you can access spoken information without having to wait in line for an advisor. The opening menu lists everything you need to know about what you can hear on RNIB InfoLine when you press the numbers 1 through to 9 on your phone's keypad.
RNIB InfoLine. For sight loss, what we needed to know, a collection of advice and experiences, press 1. For the Understanding series covering 10 eye conditions like cataracts and macular degeneration, press 2. For the Starting Out series covering topics like benefits, employment or emotional support, press 3. For Confident Living topics like reading, press 4. For RNIB Community Connect, podcasts and the TV guide, press 5. For a selection of RNIB newsagent content, which you can hear for free exclusively on this line, press 6. For accessible COVID testing kits, press 7. For information about our wellbeing check-in service, press 8. And for our new sight loss advice series, press 9.
And you can call the RNIB info line on 0203 432 1488. That's 0203 432 1488, as mentioned, at any time of the day or night.
InfoSound.
Now, it rather goes without saying that being able to identify different medicines that you need to take is important. Joining us now is Anita Plant from the Partially Sighted Society. And Anita, I think your suggestion for knowing which medicine is which is different from using, for example, a pill organiser, which can be used when perhaps someone needs to take several different medicines. Is that right?
Yes. So those are generally useful if you're taking multiple different medications at different times of the day. So then the pharmacist will organise that for you in that pill organiser. But if you're kind of new to medication, or you've just got a couple of tablets that you need to take at different times of the day in similar coloured packaging, that can be difficult to identify which is which. So I do have a technique for that.
And is this something you would do at home, or are you saying this is something you could ask a pharmacist to do?
No, I think this is something you would do at home for yourself, and you would work out a system that works for you. So, for example, we suggest using a rubber band or a hairband, you know, especially a bright coloured hairband. So, for example, if you need to take one tablet in the morning from a particular packet, you could label that with a blue hairband and only one. If you need to take two tablets from another prescription in the evening, you would label that with two hairbands, and then you would organise that within your cupboard. You know, one is the morning and one is the afternoon. So it's about using that tactile thing of the rubber bands or the hair bands to tell them apart. And they can also be identifiers of how many to take of each tablet. So one tablet from this box is one hair band, or two tablets from the other box is two hair bands, etc.
Yes, I guess there are various combinations you can use to distinguish with, you mentioned hairbands. I don't wear them myself, but I am aware that you can get different thicknesses, and especially for someone with no or very little sight, there are tactile variations with these hairbands. A good idea.
Yeah, that's it. And if you do have some residual vision, you can use them in bright colours. So, for example, if your blood pressure tablets are in a blue box, you could either put a contrasting hairband on that, which is maybe is going to stand out to you more, or you could use your blue hairband for your blue tablets and your red hairband and so on like that.
Excellent suggestions. Thanks very much indeed, Anita.
Thank you.
InfoSound.
Talking cash machines enable a blind or partially sighted person to take out cash, check their balance or change their PIN by using headphones to hear the on-screen information a sighted person would see. You need to plug in a set of your own headphones to the mini audio jack to listen to the options that are being read out. You'll be given several choices and asked to press the appropriate option on the keypad. For instance, you may be asked to press 1 to select a cash withdrawal or 2 to select a balance inquiry. On each keypad, the 5 has a raised dot which should help to navigate the numbers. Many banks and building societies have their own talking cash machines, but by no means all do. But, for example, more than 3,000 of Barclays Bank's ATMs, located at its branches and at some Asda supermarkets across England and Wales, are speech-enabled, and non-Barclays customers can use their cash machines. To find out the location of your nearest Barclays talking cash point, you can phone their customer service number 0345 7 345 345. Just to warn you, there's a lot of automated voice information and prompts when the call is answered, and sometimes you need to press the star key if you're not a Barclays customer, but you will eventually get through to a human being who can tell you where your nearest Barclays talking cash machine is. Once again, the number to call is 0345 7 345 345.
InfoSound.
And finally, this week, Liz phoned in to say...
You mentioned Calibre several times, which I've enjoyed for years, free. But I believe from September the 1st, they're going to have to start charging an annual donation of £30 because I can't afford to do it free. Thanks. Bye.
Many thanks for that, Liz. Much appreciated. And you're not wrong. But the annual subscription of £30 or £3 per month for those who prefer to pay monthly only affects those members who use Calibre Audio Library's digital services, that is, online downloads and streaming as ways to listen to books. For those who receive books on USB memory sticks through the post, there is and will continue to be no charge. And all other ways that Calibre Audio Library works and how it makes its 15,000-plus audiobooks available nationally to well over 16,000 members are unaffected. And should you want to join or find out anything else about Calibre, they may be phoned on 01296 432 339. That's 01296 432 339, or emailed at enquiries@calibre.org.uk.